I'm Kiba, my fellow co-debater. My name is Samita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, 100 badge educators, co-debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, a bona fide student of Kingsley College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
There is lots of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
Vaughn just took you around the world in 2 minutes, and now we are back. It's time for the final round of 16 debate in the I Beg to Differ tournament. This debate was supposed to be our opening match, but one of the debaters ended up having to take his exam on that day, so we rescheduled it for today. All these students are competing for a 1 million naira grand prize. A big thank you to all our sponsors, all our partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. ULesson is our prize sponsor. Their app lets primary and secondary school students get access to video tutorials for all subjects in the curriculum, as well as quizzes and practice exams. The winner gets 1 million naira, but they also get gifts from obiwizi.com, and they also get gifts from RLG Communications. They're going to get tablets from RLG Communications. So now let's debate. Let me introduce you to our contestants. Our first debater is our number 16 seed. He is 14 years old. He's at Covet the Redeemer College. Olaloye Toluolashe, welcome back to I Beg to Differ.
Thank you.
Our second debater is our number one seed. He's a 15-year-old SS2 student at Rainbow College Day School, Surulere. Hamid Olarewaju, good to see you again.
Good to see you too, ma'am.
Hamid Olarewaju was a contender in November 2021. He was knocked out by Tamvita Kaushik in the quarterfinals in that tournament. Now, these contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will support, one of you will oppose. You will each first get 3 minutes to present your positions, and then you each get another 2 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. Remember, this is not the playoffs. Now, Olaloye joined us from the playoffs, but he was such a champ during the playoffs. But again, this is the main event, and that means no do-overs. If you make an error, the clock is the clock. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. It's important to understand that line. Number, quality and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, no matter how eloquently you do it, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you points for style. Number of opponents' points addressed will earn you points in the rebuttal round. The strength of your rebuttal of each point is important if you want to win or if you want to lose. If your scores are tied, there will be a tiebreaker round. You'll switch sides. You'll have 3 minutes to debate in favor of your opponent's position. You'll be scored for all new points you make, which were missed by your opponent, and for new rebuttals to the points that you made earlier. You both know your topic. So, Laloye, what is it?
Lagos State government should run bus parks.
That's right. Lagos State government should run bus parks. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. Lady Luck is in my hands again. And she's written oppose and support on pieces of paper. Who's going first? All right. Hamid Olarewaju supports that Lagos State government should run bus parks. Okay. Time for round one, the presentation round. Lagos, let me remind you that we're streaming live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube Nigeria Info FM. It's time for the presentation round. Let's start with the motion supporter, Hamid Olarenwaju, and then we'll come to the motion opposer. Your time starts now.
The National Union of Road Transport Workers, NURTW, not only protects the rights of its members, but has to oversee the parks in Lagos and all other states that it runs in. Now, due to some recent events, he has had to suspend actions in Lagos and the state government has taken over. But people are wondering, was that really the best possible outcome? Good day, prestigious panel of judges, most accurate timekeeper, and of course, my very esteemed audience. My name is Hamid Olarenwaju, and today I hope to convince you all that Lagos State should be held responsible for running its own parks with the following points I prepared. First of all being, have you seen the state of parks in Lagos nowadays? They're deplorable, they're an eyesore and a health hazard to everyone they come across. With people dumping refuses and even defecating on the properties. Now, with Lagos State in charge, it will be able to deploy other agencies such as LOMA to help with the upkeep of these parks. And another thing to look after is security, which in recent times, NURTW has become very, very aggressive in Lagos and having turf wars all the time. Now, with Lagos State taking over the bus parks, they'll be able to dispatch security personnel, which will quell these uprisings. Another thing to look at is financial accountability, which can be seen in the fact that NURTW, we only had estimates on the amount of money they were bringing in. With Lagos State government in charge, we'll be able to have fine to the record documents on the amount of money being brought in by these parks yearly and how they are being used to help the community. Another thing is fixed rates. Now, NURTW members were rather rowdy. They'd see the kind of car you're driving and they charge you either higher or lower for it. With Lagos State government, this will no longer be an issue because they will have to charge everybody equally, regardless of status. Another thing to look at is the government needs to establish control. Now, in recent events, we have seen the NURTW members, we have seen them clash with each other, resulting in loss of lives, loss of property. We can't have this happening. The Lagos State government, by suspending its actions, has thereby quelled what could have been an uprising in the state. The last thing I'd like to look at is people. This can be seen as an investment opportunity in the state. Yes, we can use this as an opportunity with all the points I measured previously. They will need manpower, people to support and to take the jobs I've mentioned previously. This will increase employment rates, thereby reducing unemployment rates and even boosting the economy financially in these hard times. With these few points of mine, I hope I've been able to convince you that Lagos State should run its own bus parks. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Hamid Olarenwaju. Well done. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I am Sandra Ezekwesili. Olaloye, your 3 minutes start now.
Good day, Mr. Chairman, panel of judges, architect, keeper, my co-debater, my esteemed audience. My name is Olaloye Toluwala Shehu from Kwede Mass College, and I'm here to oppose the motion that says Lagos State government should run bus parks. Now, though the track rules and regulations govern the state and meant to be managed by the state government, they can't handle all these responsibilities effectively due to that population of the state. And this is why the constitution gives room for delegated legislative, whereby the government gives some of the authority to organizations like the National Union of Road Transport Workers who manage bus parks on behalf of the government. Now, the reason why Lagos State government should not run bus parks. First, when government is involved in management of bus parks, it will lead to unemployment because the traffic workers were eradicated, and this is in contradiction, this is an aberration to the government's function of providing an enabling environment for employment. Secondly, since government taking over bus parks leads to unemployment, it also leads to increased in crime rates because the unemployed transport union workers will get involved in criminal activities just to survive, thereby threatening the lives and properties of Lagosians. Thirdly, it will promote nepotism because when government control bus bars, they could favor their five members and put them in various positions, key positions, which will cause rancor, which destroys bus parks. Fourthly, this promotion of tribalism because the government supports a particular tribe, maybe the Yoruba, Igbos, or Hausa over the others, thereby causing fractional clash between conflicting parties, which will lead to destruction of these bus parks. Also, this will ineffective formulation and implementation of policies because the government have used some of these multi-park towns as political tools during elections to achieve their political ambitions. They won't be able to implement policies effectively because it's rather pays the piper that causes it to. Sixthly, since government involvement in management of bus parks leads to ineffective implementation and formulation of policies, also leads to ineffective management of bus parks because a system where there's no policy governance can never be successful. Also, it's great huge expenses for the government. I will know the bus parks are a government-owned property, and since the government owns the property, there won't be direct ownership of property, thereby making the environment prone to vandalism by the ex-motor parked house who have been denied the opportunity to make use of the bus parks, thereby causing the government to spend a huge amount of money just to repair the damaged properties. Also, it will lead, as we know, the National Union of Road Transport Worker is a trade union registered under the state government. So, as a union, they're able to stand up for the rights of the bus drivers, commuters, and our voluntary members. But once they eradicate them, there will be any union to stand up to government on favorable policies that affect bus drivers, commuters, and our voluntary members. In conclusion, bus drivers, when they see that there's no union to speak up for their rights, they won't be able to, they'll just stop transportation of goods, people, and services, thereby hindering economic growth and development in the country. As we know, transportation is one of the core pillars of the economy, and once pillar is eradicated, it will lead to a serious decrease in the economic growth of the country. So, this next point of mine, I'll be able to convince you that Lagos State government winning bus back is a bad step for them to take. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Olaloye. Well done. Olaloye Toluolase is 14. He's in SS2. Yes, ma'am. And he's a student at Covet the Redeemer College. He's our number 16 seed. He came in through the playoffs. And he's facing our number one seed, 15-year-old SS2 student at Rainbow College Day School, Surulere, Hamid Olarewaju. They have just debated that Lagos State government should run bus parks. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for the rebuttal round. During the rebuttal round, they will let us know what they think of the points that their opponents have made. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away.
Because the news never stops, we never stop.
18-year-old boy has reportedly stabbed a 28-year-old commercial sex worker.
Federal authorities seek clemency for 12 Nigerians on death row in Indonesia.
The Lagos State Governor Wende Sanwo-Olu requested for the soldiers accused of shooting a protest as a Lekki.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Indeed, let's talk. It's time for the rebuttal round. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. We'll start now with the motion opposer. Olaloye, your 2 minutes start now.
You said when Lagos State government take control of bus parks, it will promote security. Well, do you know that the National Union Road Transport Workers are not actually the people causing the loss of life and property? It is hoodlums that take advantage and go under the cover of this transport union that betrayed this violent activities. You also said the state of parks. Where did the Lagos State government taking control of this bus park? Will they actually improve the bus parks? Well, the answer is no, because we know our government is corrupt, so they won't actually consider these bus parks. Also, you said financial accountability. Yes, the government might give the accurate figure, but how do you know that we're able to use it to promote economic growth and development? Because the money they will have got to enter the private purses, thereby using it for their private needs. Also said control. Well, when the state government needs to control bus parks, they'll put people there to control it, and these people might be negligent of their responsibilities. You also said investment opportunity. When Lagos State takes control of bus parks, they won't be able to make such bus parks better. And the investment opportunity that you so much talk about would be something that can never happen, because people see these bus parks as unkept, things is always disorderly, and the people, foreign investors, won't be able to invest in this type of business. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Well done. You had an extra 1 minute there. Well done, Olaloye. Hamid, your 2 minutes start now.
Thank you. My opponent said that the state can't, that the government can run the entire state. Well, isn't that their job, to be able to provide for the state and to take care of the land and territory they have been given? Another thing you said is that it leads to unemployment due to the hoodlums being allowed to run free. But these hoodlums can be retrained and employed, thereby reducing crime rates and also increasing the employment population. Another thing you said is an increase in crime rates because of the said hoodlums. We can always retrain people. These people are not lost causes. We can always bring them back. Another thing you also said is increase due to nepotism. I'm sorry to point out to you, but privately owned businesses, even unions, have more tribalistic, shall I say tribalistic, settings behind them, because these are people who are banded together. People who band together are usually from the same place and therefore like the power to stay in the center. Another thing you said is ineffective policies. Well, the state having ineffective policies will only be due to ineffective leaders. By the time that we expose these leaders for what they are, we can impeach them and bring in new leaders, which will allow the state to flourish even more. Another thing you said is ineffective enforcement of these policies. But ineffective enforcement of these policies will be caused by leaders who are negligent of their duties. As I said before, we should be able to see what these leaders truly are, impeach them, and put in new leaders who will look out for the betterment of the state. Another thing you said is vandalism by the former owners. That's why increasing security is also a major part of my debate, because even though we're driving them out, we shouldn't just let them run in. We should capture them. We should either reform them, or we should put them in the prisons where they belong, because if they have decided to be criminals, they should be treated like criminals. Another thing to look after is to stand up for workers' rights. Listen, standing up for workers' rights doesn't mean encroaching on the rights of other people, such as their right to live, their right to freedom of space, their right to enjoyment of public property. Another thing you said is that it will decrease economic gains. How would this decrease economic gains? By Lagos State government running its own parks, they'll be able to put in fixed rates that benefit the government. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. Hamid Olarewaju there, 15 years old, SS2 student, Rainbow College Day School, Suleri. All right, let's take a break. We'll find out if we have a tie. If we don't have a tie, we'll find out who is joining the gang next week for the quarterfinals. This is I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This was supposed to be our opening match, but one of the debaters ended up having to take his exams that day, so we rescheduled it for today at 5. That's why you're hearing debate at this time on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
In November, it was Tamvita Kaushik.
Good day, honourable judges, my moderator, timekeeper, my fellow co-debater. My name is Tamvita Kaushik. I'm 13 years old.
In March, it was Ruth Okorocha.
That's the moderator, 100 badge educator, school debater, viewers and listeners. I'm Ruth Okorocha, bona fide student of Kingsway College.
Who will it be in May?
Due to the economic situation of our country, individuals prefer to migrate to other countries in search of greener pastures.
The I Beg to Differ debate tournament is back on May 9th.
1,862 data breaches were recorded, quadrupling the amount of data breaches in recent years.
16 new debaters.
Representatives of capital invested in the subsidized public education.
17 new debate topics.
How can you say you are punishing me and it's helping me? How? It's not a punishment.
And on Children's Day, we'll do what we usually do
and end it with
one winner, 1 million naira. Join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, and catch all the action Mondays to Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. For partnership and sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm. Again, ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. This is Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're listening to I Beg to Differ. It's our students' debate tournament that gathers 16 of the best student debaters in Lagos and have them go at each other for a chance to be our one winner who wins 1 million naira. Today, you've just heard from 14-year-old SS2 student at Covet the Redeemer College, Olaloye Toluolashe. He's our number 16. Seat, and he opposed that the Lagos State government should run bus parks. His opposer is our number one seat, 15-year-old SS2 student at Rainbow College Day School, Suleri, Hamid Olarewaju, returning this year after getting knocked out last year by the winner of our 2021 tournament, Tamvita Kaushik. The results are in and we have a winner. Let's find out who it is. In the presentation round, Hamid Olarewaju scored 37. Olaloye scored 37. For presentation style, Hamid scored 20. Olaloye scored 17. In the rebuttal round, Hamid scored 44. Olaloye scored 26. For rebuttal style, Hamid scored 20. Olaloye Toluolashe scored 23. Thank you to both of you for a wonderful debate, but there can only be one winner. And the debater moving on to their Beg to Differ quarterfinal with 121 points to 103 is our number one seed, Hamid Olarewaju. Congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you, man. You did a good job, man.
You should see what happens when the mic is off. You know, they're telling each other, oh, I like how you did that. Oh, I like how you attacked my point. Oh, your rebuttal was really good. Oh, that was really good. That was really nice. I love these students who come to debate here. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for fighting hard during the playoffs and getting into the round of 16. You did so well. I want you to know that out of 243 students, you were in the top 10%. So you should be very proud of yourself. You say you're a rapper?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you want to rap a few bars for us, or are you too like tense to do it?
Maybe. Tense,
you're too tense. Okay, but thank you so much, Hamid. Congratulations.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'll see you next week. Hopefully. For the quarterfinals. Hopefully you have something something in the works.
You never know.
Okay, well, we'll see you next week. You're going to be facing Esther Bewaji, so good luck to you. You just listen to her. No, that's not who you're facing. You're facing Ebule Timothy. Yes, the person that debated on Monday, Ebule Timothy. Yes, that's who you're facing on Monday. Good luck to you. We're going to send you an email by tonight with the topics that you'll be debating. Gentlemen, this was fun. Thank you. You may leave the studio. Yeah.